From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. Now we introduce you to a freshman with more experience than your average senior. Gwendolyn Moore is a 53-year-old freshman who will be sworn in on January 4th as the first African-American representative to Congress from the state of Wisconsin. If life experience counted toward seniority in the Capitol, Ms. Moore would be in line for committee chairmanships and a party leadership position. She grew up in Milwaukee and attended an all-black inner-city high school with what she calls limited college prep courses and a crumbling infrastructure. She pushed herself through college and eventually into the state legislature, and now she will represent Wisconsin's diverse 4th District from Milwaukee. Congresswoman-elect Moore speaks to us right now from the studios of member station WUWM in Milwaukee. Congratulations, Congresswoman.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. I'm really pleased to be with you and with the public radio audience.
Before I ask you about your remarkable background, tell me, what did they put you through in Washington before you actually walk into your own office as Wisconsin's first African-American representative?
Well, gratefully, Tony, they have some really fairly comprehensive freshman orientation courses. We went to a retreat in Boston at Harvard University where we had more comprehensive briefings on security issues, on the budget. It's just really amazing to have the best minds at your service and ready and able to answer questions. After the inauguration, I'm going to go off to Williamsburg, Virginia, to get another briefing on the Congressional Research Services so that I can just hit the ground running.
Congresswoman, is it likely that you will end up with an office in the basement somewhere as a new member of Congress? And how do you begin to work yourself into the kinds of committee assignments that you would like?
We have already had a lottery for office space, and I did manage to get an office that wasn't the worst office. In terms of committee assignments, I have requested about 4 committees that I thought I could realistically get on.
Which ones?
And, well, financial services. However, and I have an extensive background in banking and housing, the things that committee has jurisdiction over. However, since I applied for that committee, they have turned that into an exclusive committee, ranking right there with appropriations, ways and means, and energy and commerce. I've also applied for Homeland Security, also a committee on transportation and public infrastructure. So I can tell you, Tony, that I have no idea what committees I'm going.
Well, let's talk about your home base in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We've already indicated that you are the first African-American to represent that district in Congress. 2 things. Number one, why has it taken so long for Wisconsin to send an African-American to Congress? And talk a little bit about your race, because even your opponent praised you for the type of race that, shall I say, he called non-racially charged.
Well, I can tell you, it was not for the lack of trying that we haven't had an African-American elected. I think the first effort was made literally 20 years ago. What was different in my race than in other races was that I brought a history, a 16-year history of coalition building into the campaign. So where I lacked money and lacked a formal organization for a task that was this daunting, I did have a 16-year record of supporting women's issues, immigrant issues, low-wage working people and their issues. And so when it came time to put together a campaign infrastructure, I had a dynamic coalition, and that resulted in a 64.4% win in the primary, in a 3-way primary. I'm very grateful, very humble to the people of the 4th Congressional District. And I enjoyed support across racial lines, cultural lines, language lines, and that's the way I had done it as a state legislator for 16 years.
Had you always had your eye on a seat in Congress? After all, you came from a very large family, lived in a difficult part of the city, went to college, majored in political science at Marquette, and have had some tough days, according to your biography, spending a little time on welfare at one point. But did you always see yourself heading to the nation's capital?
Absolutely not. I didn't even see myself heading to the state capitol. I can tell you that my dear, beloved deceased mom always wanted me to run for office, and I used to tell her, "Mom, you're nuts." So I'm telling all the listeners out there to never say never, especially to your mother. I was first elected to office in 1968 as president of the student council, really responding to the students' needs to have a new school, to have Black history taught in our schools. I became the vice president of the Wisconsin Association of Student Councils that first year. And so very early on in my life, people would come to me as a problem solver and to use my leadership skills in order to really promote causes of people. I lived in a very poor neighborhood that where we couldn't get credit on a fair basis. And so after marching and rallying and complaining about the lack of credit institutions in our community, through our community-based organization, we formed our own bank. And I won the Vista Volunteer of the Decade Award for being a Vista and developing a community development credit union from scratch. So I sort of had this history of putting my effort into initiatives that had broad implications for the security and health and wealth of the community.
Much has been made of the fact that you, again, are the first African American to go to Congress from Wisconsin, and yet you are representing a district, as I understand it, that is not predominantly minority. So how are you going to wear both those hats when you get to Washington?
Well, Tony, you know, I have said to people, and people understand that I'm quote-unquote openly Black. It is a fact, but I can tell you I've always focused on those things that all people have in common. For those struggling working families, for women's freedom and control over their destiny, for children, the educational needs of not only our babies, but of a workforce here that is suffering tremendously because of its geographical position as part of the Rust Belt and the loss of manufacturing jobs. These sort of challenges in our community have no color. I am so grateful that the people have looked beyond the exterior and have voted for me because they have believed, as I have demonstrated over the last 16 years, that I am concerned about people's needs wherever they are. I've always represented a diverse constituency, and yes, I am Black. I'm very Black, and I'm very female, and I wear those labels proudly, and I'm grateful to my community.
Gwen Moore is the first African-American elected to the U.S. Congress from Wisconsin. She will take the oath of office on January the 4th. Congresswoman, congratulations.
Thanks.
We'll also be speaking with other new African-American members of Congress as they head to Washington.